with the plow in the midnight hue. Love doesn't prove the hues and it's in the heart of the city where dreams drift. I from trauma to triumph, feet rise from the falling.
Hello.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. I hope everybody got flowers, roses, chocolates, whatever it is that you guys like from your spouses.
Significant other or yourself. Treat yourself, girl.
I was just going to say, I ordered chocolate covered strawberries like 2 weeks ago from a lady. And she sent me a text message earlier and was like, don't forget, pickups at 7. I was like, okay, totally forgot. So I'm going to just eat those and enjoy it.
What? Be picking those up. Thanks for reminding
me. Yeah. Yes, I will.
Like a reward. So,
this is episode 1, and we're going to kind of just go over our guests with you and kind of like why we created a podcast, what we wanted to do, and stuff like that. So, Josie, you came up with the name of our podcast, and I think it was so great because we had so many really horrible choices, but this one was like, and I loved it. And why do you think that we chose this one?
Well, you know, because we've been through some really hard times. We've had some like down in the trenches moments, right? But in those moments, we have found strength in the, you know, in the shadows, in darkness.
Absolutely.
So I remember texting you quite a few names and I was like, hey, what do you think about this one? And you were like, yeah, that's great. And then this one kind of stuck. It was like, kind of funny.
Yeah, no, I really, really like it. And I think it's a great name. So we have some guests coming on this season. And I think that some of them are very familiar, that we're very familiar with, you know, in private and all that. And our first guest is Charlie and Samantha Kingery. So we're super, super excited about that. You know, Josie, when we were picking like people on our podcast who we really wanted to be with like us on this journey, and it was really hard because there's a lot of people that we're friends with on TikTok and in real life and on any other social media platform that have stories. And I think I was like, you know, what do you think about Charlie and Samantha? I know you thought it was a great idea, and I want you to tell me and everybody why you thought that, you know, somebody outside of me thought that they were a great idea.
Well, because I think they've been through a lot. You know, they've been through so much, to say the least. I think more than most relationships would have to go through.
In such an early stage.
Yeah, from being criticized from the beginning because of relationship statuses before. And I think a lot of that goes...
I've seen a lot of that. Isn't it so crazy how people get divorced and it's okay to redate after, you know, being divorced? Not on TikTok.
No. It's almost though, it's kind of like TikTok though is like a celebrity as well though. And I feel like people just became really obsessed with their relationship to an unhealthy point. I mean,
unhealthy point.
Yeah, to this day, I cannot remember whose comment section it was. And I try not even go to the comment sections.
Right.
I've learned that a long time ago. But somebody was saying, well, like they were talking about like him being married prior. And I'm like, ma'am, do you not have friends, family members that have been divorced? Like how? I'm so confused.
I think I posted something recently and people were in the comment sections like, well, you know, he cheated on his wife with Samantha. And it's like, motherfuckers, listen, okay, he was split up years, like 365 times three before they even were a thing, like before they even dated.
And that's not true. But even if they were seeing each other.
No, I was like emphasizing that. Even if.
Yeah. Even if they were. I mean, do y'all not know people who meet? I met my current husband while I was still married.
I don't have a current husband.
I do. But... And I'm not wearing my wedding ring, but I will be in our next episode. I forgot. I washed my hand. And it's a lovely gem. And I don't want I've dropped it down the sink before. And,
oh, dear God. Oh, my God. I'd be so scared.
I was in tears. So,
of like, they have such a huge story and we're going to really let them tell it. And then our next guest is Truck. And I think I'm so excited about him because not a lot of people know what he's going to come on here and tell. Like, even you, when I was like, do you know how old he is, Josie?
This was my face.
Isn't it insane? When he told me, I was like, who is? And he was like, me. I was like, get the fuck out of here. You're lying. And he's like,
you don't even want to know what he told me when I asked him what his secret was. I pray to God he doesn't say that on our podcast.
Well, he will. He will. Trucking is known for like,
gonna have
I've got something to say and I'm going to let you know about it. And we're like, oh, dear God. So every time I'm on the phone with him, I'm like, hey, there's a child in the car, you know, so he's got a great story. And his success story is like, somebody's going to see it and be like, I can do that.
I can make it.
I can make it. Because he has made it. And to see where he's, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to see where he grew up, where he was born, grew up, raised, went through, and where he's at now is like one of the most life after lockup stories you will ever, ever hear. And I think it's so great.
Everybody thinks he's like this, and he is. Yeah. He's a tough guy. Like, I would never want to go to toe with him if I was the guy.
No,
right?
Or just getting punched in the face by somebody with his fucking hand is the size of my head. It's giant.
Like, there's no way I would want to. But I will say he's one of the sweetest guys I've met on that app. Like, anytime I've ever posted something about my health, you know, because I get infusions once a month.
Right.
Immediately, he's like, are you okay? You know, do you need anything? Are you, you know, I'm praying for you, little prayer hands. Maybe not praying for me, but prayer hands.
Yeah.
So sweet. Like, you would never guess. Like, it's crazy. And I'm like, dang, some of my friends that have been friends longer than me and him don't even check on me like that.
Truckin' is very, very loyal. When I was going through the stuff with my brother, and then the stuff recently when I lost my best friend and my mom, like, he was like you. He was like, hey, did we shower? Did we eat today? What are you doing? How you feeling? And I was like, I feel like shit. But he's very supportive. I mean, I have, you know, my times during monthly things during the week, I'll call him and be like, I just fucking hate everybody. And he's totally okay with it. So he's a good woman supporter right there. That is a...
But you were going to say he's a woman. I know.
Yeah, he's a good woman too. He is a woman's man, you know, like all women. So
they're so rare these days.
Yeah. And have you seen his like TikTok fan base? I mean, the Cougars love him. I think that him and Kingery should have a battle of like who has the most women. It is.
Shut down now.
I think it disturbs me when I think about that. So I'm like, who has the most like ride or die Cougar fans? And it's really hard. But
yeah. It's interesting to say the least. In his comment section. Like, there have been times I've gone through his comment. Like, I'll comment something and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, what is happening?
I just read. I like to read through people's comment sections, even though it's very unhealthy. For anybody that's never been on TikTok, don't read people's comment sections. It's very, very unhealthy. But our next guest actually does not have TikTok. And that is Jordan. And I know that Josie hasn't met Jordan yet. And I wanted Jordan to come on here because right now I feel like the Mormon life, the Utah life is really like glitz and glammed. And like, if you're a Mormon or if you're, you know, that show Secret Lives of Mormon Wives and all that, it's so glorified. And it's not reality.
No, because first of all, when you and I were talking about Mormon, and no hate from any Mormons at all, okay? Not hating on y'all, okay? It's a little weird religion for me, okay? I'm non-denominational. I believe in Jesus, you know? Thank you. Like, Jesus the Savior, not Jesus my gardener. Not my gardener, perhaps. I don't have a gardener. that's going to come across real bad on this.
They'll be okay. I'm sure there's going to be far worse then. They'll be just.
Probably. But I always thought of, like, I've known Mormons. And like you said, nowadays, this glitz and glam and what they look like are not the Mormon people I knew, per se.
I worked for Mormons when I was in dentistry. And I have some secrets to tell you guys with Jordan. Like, and I'm like, is bad. The control, the sexual abuse, the trauma. It is nothing like people are seeing on TikTok. And I think it's so important because now that we have Jeff Warren in prison and Sam Bates, it's like, we need to talk about this. The world needs to know that this is happening in 2025 in Utah, from one end of the state to the other.
Just gave me an idea that questions to ask our guests, because our points, because it's, because I don't want to get into it right now, right? Because we're not filming for that per se, but I think I'm so excited because you got me hooked on the documentary. And when I tell you, my mouth has been on the ground this entire time. Like, there's not one episode
if you guys have not watched before, if you see this before episode 3-4 comes out, go to Netflix and Hulu and watch Pray and Obey. Just watch it. And then you'll have, like, what we're really going to deep dive into.
I said last time I wasn't paying attention. By the way, this is our third time filming this, guys. Because
lighting, clothes, hair, makeup, sound.
Yeah. Me being distracted, my little coming in and completely freaking out over someone knocking on the door. It's fine. It's fine.
Like 3 billion times. And I even have a new camera coming. Thank you, Josie. Happy Valentine's Day to me. So our podcast is just going to dramatically upgrade as we go. And we're very grateful for that because this is just season one, baby. This is just season one.
Yes. Just season. We're here to stay. You know, like, this is not a drama podcast. I know some of y'all probably are thinking, you know, we're coming on here to throw shade at people or to, you know, just have, like, no, we're here letting people tell their stories. It's not even telling a side of their story. It's them telling what they went through.
Right. And it might be tea to some of you guys, but understanding that this is people's real lives is so important in that aspect. These are what they went through. So a lot of people in real life, on any form of social media, see catastrophe and they're like, oh, that's the tea. But they forget that there's, like, literally a person attached to this trauma that you guys are, you know, making a happy moment of yourself off of. When you reshare something and you repost something and you comment, the comment sections, mind you, of anybody's social media platform is an abomination. I have, like, from that to the app that shall not be named, we're going to call it the Red app. Fuck you guys. You guys suck. So, and you, these are the people that you guys are getting joy off of watching trauma happen to them. Speaking of that, we paused. I thought you were going to say something.
I was just going to say, you know, anybody can portray to be anything on the internet. You can literally, I mean, get on here and act like you're an astronaut with the right equipment, right? Like, it looks like you're in space.
Yeah.
I've known plenty of people that have had, I thought, were great relationships, like on the book of faces, right? Like friends, close friends of ours. And I would always tell my hubby, like, why can we not be more like them? Why can't we have a relationship like them? And then behind closed doors, I found out it's quite, like, opposite. So never compare yourself. Never think. Social media is just so fake. You can be, like, completely opposite. Like, there have been times that I've gone on the app and I've pretended to be perfectly fine. And I'm then 5 minutes later in the closet crying in fetal position, you know, like contemplating going on. Seriously.
No.
Like you just never know.
So a lot of people don't know, but a lot of things on TikTok are pre-recorded, just like me. So I like, here's, for instance, last night I posted a TikTok on my Snapchat. Josie goes, "You look pretty." I sent her a Snapchat of my actual face. And I was like, "This is me." That was pre-recorded. Yeah, a lot of it is pre-recorded because like Josie said, there are like a lot of us that are just, there's days that I'm just not going to fucking make it through, you know, and especially like towards the end of last year, I posted a lot of content that was pre-recorded because I went a whole week without showering because I just didn't want to fucking be alive, you know? So it's like social media is far, and I try, and I think Josie, I think you're really real online, and I try to be as real as I can in that moment. But just sometimes we're just fucking not okay. And that's okay too.
It's okay not to be okay. And, you know, find your people. I've said that so many times and people are like, "What does that mean?" And I'm like, I've gone into lives before where people are hosting lives and I'm like, find your people. The people that you're leaning on are people that you're not going to know in a year, 6 months, whatever. My people now, they know my kids' names. They know what I'm going through. They know the anniversary of my mom's passing. They know to check on me. I mean, they know like, hey, during these months, she's not okay. I'm not. Yep. And it's been 6 years since she's been gone.
Right.
And I mean, just fine. And I thought I've had some good people in my life and they were there for a season. And that's okay.
Do you think, you know, I have, you know, somebody told me the other day, you have such a large group of friends. Well, I grew up not having anybody, like not having nobody. So like, I feel extremely loved. My circle is rather big, but I've had it for so long that it feels small, you know, because I could name off 15 people right now that I could call at any given time, day, hour, from social media to my personal life that would pick up the phone and answer to me. But I've also had to cut off people that I thought were going to be with me. And it's nothing to me these days to just be like, you do something foul to me. And I'm not saying, you know, the little fights that we get in, but if you do something foul to me, there is the fucking door. And it is, you're not coming back. Like, and I know you, you're really like, I have talked to you about it before. You're such a forgiving person. And I'm just like, don't fucking do that. Like, how do you feel now? Like, because me and you have talked about how different we are from like just giving in general from last year to now. Like, how different are you now?
So now, listen, I forgive these people that I used to be friends with because forgiveness is for me. Not for them. I don't care if they eat. They just can't eat at my table. They just can't eat at my table. Like, I wish people in my past the best, right? I don't wish them the worst.
You're so
grateful. But
sorry,
what?
I said she's so graceful. I don't wish the same.
And that's where me and you are different, right? Yeah. Like we level each other out because I'm like, Brie, let's talk about this. Like, let's look at this. Like, let's let them be, because, you know, I think when people act the way some of these people act, it's because there's more going on in their life. And it's easier to attack somebody that they're disposable, right? Like, I've realized I've been so disposable to so many people, but the people that I'm not disposable to, I'm so grateful for, like you and, you know, people in Kentucky and Florida. And I mean, there's a few other that I'm forever grateful for because y'all got me through some really hard times.
Yeah. I have a really solid group and I'm like you, I'm so grateful, and, you know, but it's nothing for me now, you know, and where me and Josie differ is, you know, I don't forgive you because I don't need, it is not for me, you know, because I didn't do anything to myself. You could go eat shit. And I would totally be okay with it. And I haven't, there's not a single person on social media or in real life right now to this day that has done me dirty, knowing how loyal of a creature I am, and that is doing better than me, is that is even thriving remotely. So that's karma in itself, you know, and I don't have to do anything. So I'm forever grateful for the people that I have right now. Because like Josie said, you guys, even you, like there's been some times where I'm like, I am not going to fucking make it. And I did. And I'm here right now. So I am forever grateful for that. Speaking of somebody who's had a really different friend group change and a lot of stuff, we have another guest coming on, and she kind of took the internet by storm. But she actually, if you sit down with her and you talk to her, she has a really great story. And I think if we give her a platform where it's calm and she doesn't have commenters in the, because like we go back to, commenters can tear apart, twist anything you say in the moment when you're trying to discuss it. That's why people respond to comments continuously. And I've even messages from been like, do not feed the comments, like don't do it. So we have Kendra James coming on, and I really want to know what you think about this.
My point of view first, and I made some videos on it, and then I sat back and I even told her on our phone call that we had, I said, look, you know, I apologize. I even made an apology video because, you know, whether I'm not judge and jury, okay, whether something happened or not, I think that, you know, something can trigger you to take you back to something that has happened in your past. I know that there have been times that people that I'm mutuals with have just have been discussed and been said, well, that wasn't true. And it triggered me because I was like,
it's not true. Or when there's not necessarily that it's not true, right? Like, what's the actual triggering word in it? I think it's just, I don't know how to explain it. There's a word inside when we respond to people when they say it's not true. But it's not necessarily them saying it's not true. There's something so much deeper inside of it's not true.
I think it's the doubt. I think it's the doubt, for me at least, right? Because when you're doubted, whether you're in a DV situation or SA situation, it's really hard to come back from because you're already going out on a limb telling your story. And then to be doubted, whether it's from family, friends, law enforcement, nurses, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, there's like a whole process of people that you got to go through. And to get any sort of doubt is just like, well, fuck.
And it's so disheartening. And that's why a lot of people don't come forward.
Yeah. I think when you add all of those and then you add social media, because social media is the only place in the world where you can say whatever the fuck you want and not get punched in the mouth for it. Because I've even had some stuff said to me where I'm like, I wish for 2 seconds that you would actually come to me and tell me that, because you wouldn't. But social media is allowed a place for people to do just that in any aspect, right? Like it doesn't even have to be about DV or SA or any of these things. It could just be a fucking random person saying something and they say whatever they want. They do whatever they want. It's like a catastrophe.
They act bold and you're like, wow, you're acting real bold right now. Like, because I guarantee you, if we were face to face, bro, it wouldn't be saying that.
It would never happen.
I mean, it's like Bree said, like, look, I am who I say I am online and in person. There have been situations where I've gotten in men's spaces or pushing women. And it's a reaction from, you know, certain things, and little bro, nope, like ain't having it. But I guarantee you there's people on the internet that will say stuff and they're like, they would never.
So I'm excited about Kendra James coming on here because I really feel like it'll slow the pace down. She'll be able to tell her story, whatever story that she wants to tell, because she has so many. She has where she was with one of the most popular friend groups on TikTok, and then it crashed and burned. She's grown up. A lot of people think, you know, what they see on social media is real. This girl has a whole life story that is so interesting from the little pieces that we've heard about her, you know?
Right.
And that's why I thought it would be.
Everyone knows the whole story.
Yeah, I feel like it would be a good idea to bring her on here, give her a calm, controlled setting that she controls, and to have her come on here and just tell us what you want us to know. Like, who is Kendra James? What have you been through? And really give a different perspective about herself.
Yeah.
So I think that that would be great. We do have a website that Josie built. It's phenomenal. There are so many different things on it. And Josie, do you want to tell them really what the website entails?
When I tell y'all, I am in love with this website. I am so in love with this website because it represents Bree and I. When she says I designed it, yes, but did send her it as I was going along saying, hey, do you like this?
If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, I said she is the manager, by the way. If you have any like business comments, questions, or concerns, please speak to the manager.
This is upper management. No, but seriously, we built it together by deciding down to the cover photo. We designed the logo, everything. But this website has resources for men and women, for DV, SA. We will have a suicide link on there for if you know somebody or you're possibly going through something and you need to reach out to somebody. It will not be, you can't reach out to us if you're going through something like that, because we're not qualified to, you know, we're not
professionals that you can.
Like, so there will be a link you can go to. You also can chat. Now, I have not looked into it to see that. I have not found yet. I don't know if they're chatting to us, or I would think that is the one thing I don't have the answer to. You can also email us on there if you have any ideas or podcast, if you would like to be a guest on our podcast. Now, you know, we're not going to be able to get everybody on here. You may come on for 10 minutes, you know, and speak briefly. That's just,
we have a grief segment coming up where we want to get a lot of people in that. And, you know, for a full episode, we might already be, but we're willing to talk to anybody. If you email us on there, it'll come directly to us and we'll be able to. But for a full session right now, I don't know what that looks like. And I know that Josie probably doesn't either, but there is ways for us to communicate. And if you guys want to start chatting in that chat thing so we could figure out what it does, that would be great too.
Be awesome. We would love that. It also has all of our social media links, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I believe it will have Spotify and Apple on there soon. Don't quote me on that, because our podcast will be on Spotify and Apple. So excited for this, guys.
I'm so excited.
Like, when I tell you, we have been wanting to do this for a year now. And we finally were just like, we've got to. Like, let's do this.
Because if we don't, I didn't like, so this was really fast. Like, even though we started a year ago, my life took a fucking horrible turn. Josie was so patient. And then she just sent me a photo one day and was like, look what I got. Here's the links. And I was like, you know what? Let's do it. And the fact that we are here looking at all of our equipment and building, this is still under construction and it's beautiful. This is Scream, by the way. And Josie's represents hers, which I love. I am so excited that we're this far into it. And it's so great. I am so excited.
I'm ecstatic. Like, I can't even, like, you know,
we just had the longest pause. We were like,
now we'll have to try to edit that out or not. We may keep this in. You may see this. Who knows?
You know, this is the first one. And
I think we need to keep some bloopers, or we'll have to have like a bloopers. We TikTok. We're trying to make a TikTok page, and I think that would be great. Like, have bloopers of our podcast on there, because it's fantastic. But yeah, I think that the whole reason behind our podcast as well is because if we help one person, then that's all that matters. That's, you know, I mean, even if it's one person, not even per episode, but in general, how amazing would that be? I think I have a servant's heart. Is that what it's called? Like, I just love to help people.
Yes.
And
I feel like that's a blessing and a curse.
It is.
you know, because I've seen it backfire in firsthand with you and myself. That, but it's also beneficial. Like, I love it. I think, you know, giving is my thing. Like, I'm not really a hugger, so we're not going to ever really hug it out, but I'll buy you flowers, you know?
I'm going to hug it out with me when I see you. I'm just saying.
I've had people tell me, I've had people literally tell me when they meet me, they're going to like tackle me. Like, it's not even going to be like a thing. And I'm like, you don't have to. You don't have to do that.
Pick me up from the airport. I'm going to be like, run, and you're going to be like, oh my gosh, nope, I don't know her.
Be like, I don't know how to walk. Don't jump on me.
Don't be like Binky Barnes and hire like your neighbors to have security for you. If you know who Binky Barnes is, you know, you will not be dropping Mucinex Man's name on this.
Oh, I know now.
Don't get me started on that one.
So another thing we want to give, and we'll be putting it into our podcast before, this is going to be, we don't want to put an age limit on it, but we highly recommend, you know, because there's going to be young girls, young boys that watch this, and we want to help at every age, and understanding that viewer discretion is going to be advised. However, we are not a judge and jury, and anything that you hear on this podcast is alleged allegations. It's not our job to judge the people, whether I have a personal feeling towards it or Josie does, or we have a real friendship with the people that are coming on here. It's not up to us. And it shouldn't be up to you guys either, for you guys to decide what is right, wrong, or indifferent. Just listen. Listen to understand and not listen to respond.
And know that if you've gotten convicted, then or not guilty, then it's not alleged. Okay. So keep that in mind as well. And as far as the age limit, like you touched on, I will say we are not babysitters. Okay. So parents, please know that if you doubt that your child has watched this, whether they're 16, 17, whatever the case may be, that's on you to monitor your child and what they're watching on the internet. Okay. Because I'm not going to sit here and because these are not going to be, this is not going to be a live podcast, because we're just not doing that. If we ever choose to go to that, I don't know. But right now we're doing pre-recorded podcasts, and that's my take on it. That's not her take. That's my take.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's the same thing. I don't want to do, like I said, commenters. We're really going to deep dive into some of those with some of our guests. We're not going to leave room for you guys to invade a safe space for these people, a controlled environment. I hate saying safe space, but we're not going to have you guys come in during a space that is created for them to talk freely and let you guys be disgusting in the comment sections, or let you just think that you can say whatever you want over here and dictate how we're going to talk and bully them. Yeah. We're not going to
bully them into silence. I mean, that's been a big thing too, is a lot of people will bully people into silencing their stories, their, you know, everybody has a right to tell their story.
I hate you guys for doing that. I truly do. It's a huge thing.
This is not, what did you say the other two recordings we've done? What is this? It's not drama.
This is not a drama talk. This is a trauma talk. And even though, like I said earlier, it might be drama to some of you guys, and we might bring up some stuff that has been correlated with some heavy topics of drama. However, this is their side, and this is what they're going to talk about. And it has nothing to do with you dictating how the fuck they go through it.
Right. Yeah, because we all handle things differently. Like we've been discussing, Bree and I are two completely different people. While she, you know, my clapbacks are, my old clapbacks are nothing like Bree's used to be. Like, I'm like, dang, girl, like, calm down. Like, what?
You know?
Like, you good?
Cold in here.
And, well, that's because you live in Antarctica.
Yeah, it's like negative 36 out, you guys. So I have sweater. I have the biggest sweater on that I could find because I'm freezing.
I wore my Valentine's Day one for the third time.
I love it so much.
Filming the hearts and pearls. Know that I don't wear stuff like this all the time because this is not me.
We are comfy. We have a long day ahead of us. It is.
Yeah, we do.
It is comfy. It's comfy. This podcast is comfortable. We don't want to be anything we're not. So you want to let them know anything else?
Well, do we want to talk a little bit about ourselves, or do we just want to wrap this up, or what do we want to do?
I think we should just wrap this one up.
I think so.
We're already at 37 minutes, and then we have to add the beginning of that other part.
Guys, this is a process. We're working on this. It's a learning process.
We have two podcasts that we're going to merge together right now, so we don't want to keep you guys here too long. This one is calm, but we have some storms coming for you guys, and I think that it's going to be very exciting, and we're going to continue to upgrade. We're going to continue to elevate, and we will let you know on every one of our platforms what we plan to do and what changes are to come.
So on that note, I hope you guys have had a great or have a great Valentine's Day. Get your back broke, or is that what they say? I don't know.
Unfortunately, I am single as a Pringle.
We're going to edit that out.
That was funny. I like that. That was funny. You don't hear Josie talk dirty very often, but I'm proud of that. Well, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Episode 2 comes out with Charlie Kingery and Semantics, and it comes out on February 28th. And we look forward to seeing you there. Bye, guys.